This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Rich Hardesty and Andy Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Sick, no you ain't. Coming to the rave of a sick, no you ain't. Free, no you ain't. Leveling up with...
Yeah.
Oh!
We're on.
Welcome. It's Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Yep.
And again...
Like, you're just raising your arms into the air, but no one can see that.
No, but they can feel it.
This
translates well
over
radio.
You can't silently raise your arms into the air as if you're some like returning champion.
Well, next time I can pull my trousers down, but I've done it.
No, you haven't.
No, I'm joking. I won't do that.
Do that, actually.
I'm a nice man.
No, we're going to start the show.
Pardon?
It smells like a wine cellar in here.
It's because they've been drinking vino in here. Last lot, bloody Hugh, he's gone off his head, hasn't he? They've all been drinking, what are they drinking? Like Prosecco?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone just nods ahead, yeah. Here we are, drinking our tap water. We're not even Evian.
I had to wash my own cup.
I had to go and bloody get wash my own cup. I couldn't believe it. Do they know who we are?
No, I don't think they do.
Do you know who we are?
Do, it's just, yeah.
Who are we?
We are...
Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Good reminder, that was good. That was actually quite professional.
Yeah, but I mean, but Hugh Joseph and Jason Manz had just played that, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, in case you didn't know, it's us again.
Yeah.
We've got a radio show coming up today. We have got Stalking Kurt Russell. It's back.
Yeah.
All right, that's the section where we've been trying to get hold of Kurt Russell. We managed to find someone who played hockey with his son, Wyatt. This week, we called someone called Bert Russell one time.
Yeah, no, that's not really panned
blah,
out.
Blah, blah, blah. This week...
I started to feel as if that was actual stalking because I've just been on his Facebook and hounding him.
Yeah, and he's just a bloke.
He's just a bloke called Bert Russell.
What did he say? Was he like, hey, you what?
He did get back to me, but then I thought, okay, maybe his account's been deactivated or whatever. He didn't really go on it very much. But he started posting loads of pictures of him with like a sort of small boy and stuff.
Oh, yeah, kissing a horse.
Yeah, kissing a horse. Something about like a snow plow, and then like a picture of him. He banged his nose one time.
That was fantastic.
That was a highlight.
Yeah, good.
That's probably the highlight of this year.
Great days.
Yeah.
The time that Bert Russell smashed his nose in.
Yeah.
Possibly kissing a horse.
Well, we don't know.
Who knows? But this week we have got a man called, I can't say his name. It's very secret.
Oh, really?
Yeah, anonymous. Don't say a damn word.
Okay.
But he had relations with Kurt's son's wife, but not while they're together, just like, you know.
It wasn't like an extramarital affair.
Just he met her and they had a little relationship, and he's going to tell us what's going on. He's got some good Kurt Russell stories.
That's pretty close to the man himself, isn't it?
It's very close. He's going to give us some mind-blowing stuff about Kurt, hopefully. So we'll get that. We've got a woman called Holly from the Holotropic Breathing Centre. So basically, holotropic breathing is basically getting high off your own brain. You can basically... Well, I'm not going to lie to you, it's hyperventilating by the sounds of it.
Yeah, but basically, I used to at school.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. Get some, like, a can of Lynx Tempest, spray it in your face. Boom, holotropic breathing.
So basically, they're saying, you know that thing we got done for at school?
Yep.
We're doing it now.
Do it more.
And we're getting paid for it.
Exactly. But basically, you can reach higher states of consciousness, like a guy called Stan Grof, this philosopher and psychotherapist. He realised you can actually use this for healing, because you can, like, release parts of your brain or access parts of your brain when you sort of... starve it of oxygen that you can't get to when you're just normal of sound mind.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. So we'll be getting high off our own brains, hopefully.
Wicked.
We've got what we've been up to, where we talk about what we've been up to. I've even written a little...
That's not a section.
Well, I've written a section here, thoughts I've had. So...
Oh, that's not another section.
Yeah, that's another section, things or thought.
We've got the most mundane section titles ever.
Oh, it's exciting.
What have we been up to? What
thoughts.
Have I been thinking?
Thoughts
on stuff.
Wow, thoughts. Stuff is a new section coming next week.
All right.
A thing. The new bit. What should we start with? What do you want to talk about? You hurt yourself, you said.
Well, no, I didn't. Okay, look, basically, I haven't been eating it. Every time it's Tuesday, I don't eat very well for some reason.
Right, okay.
Because I'm too busy. I'm a busy man.
Right, okay, fine.
Right, so basically, today I've had two pot noodles and a cracker.
Okay.
So basically, but I had an accident while I was trying to cook the pot noodle. Like, it's one of those pans that I boiled the water in, because basically my flatmate... I bought a... What's it called? The thing you put water in. Kettle.
A kettle, yeah.
Actually,
no, not at your house. You got a bloody bowl.
That's what I'm saying. I bought a kettle. Like, my flatmate thought it'd broken, but the fuse had just gone in the thing, so he took the whole thing away. The last year, it's been just like a flipping bowl.
So he threw away a perfectly good kettle?
Yeah, because of the fuse.
Oh, my God. Because in your house, a lot of tea gets drunk, but... Yeah. But yeah, no kettle gets bought. It's because the one thing that probably gets used most in the house is definitely the kettle. Like, cup of tea, anyone?
No, it's just instead of its plates, it's like a burnt out saucepan.
Seriously,
because everyone forgets to flipping turn it off.
It looks like something in a crack house.
Yeah,
like something's been cooked in it.
Yeah, there's a fair few things in a house that look like a crack house. But anyway,
the crack.
Like, no. Right,
no.
But like, but it's basically one of those bowls with handles, right? And,
yeah.
I thought, okay,
I did it.
Yeah.
Sorry to listen. I did the exact same thing.
Yeah, but I've burnt all the fingerprints off on my left hand.
I did on the same bowl.
Can you see it? Look, there's like, it's there. I've got a blister there.
Oh, yeah,
there,
I can. I know which one it is because it's the muscle bowl.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, I got it down the other day because the other bowl, as we said, was covered in like cracks, whatever it is, yeah. Just like dirt. So I found a little bowl which had mussels on it and it had not even been opened yet. Mm. It was covered in like brand new plastic. So I unpacked and you said, whoa, that's my flatmates. Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah,
I suddenly panicked. Thought, I've just got down the. Because mussels are like swanky. I thought, have I just used a really posh bowl?
Mm.
But no, it's fine. It's just. Just said the word mussels on it.
Yeah.
So again, it's like saying oysters. Oh my God, it's an oyster bowl.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It literally just says mussels in like a fancy calligraphy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so I burnt my hand, so I can't really do anything with it now.
You're like the guy in Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're,
I said I haven't killed seven people.
And you've only done six, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's fine. Cool.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Never got onto sloth.
Yeah. Andy actually had a good thing about sloth the other day. He said, it is a good point, to be fair. Why are sloths sinners? Like, what's sloth ever done? Why are they? What do you mean?
Well, yeah. I was talking about the seven deadly sins.
Exactly. Sorry, we were talking about seven. So why is have sloths sinned? Are they? Hell just full of sloths?
I don't understand. Yeah.
Just because they're a bit hairy and a bit mopey, and so what?
Yeah, just going out to hell, and it's just a shitload of sloths there.
A load of sloths and homosexuals. What's wrong? Why would they? If you believe in God, so you believe in the scripture of God, which no one does because it's nonsense. Do you know what I mean? Hitler's there as well.
Yeah.
Actually, loads of people there, isn't there?
Yeah.
If you Glenn Hoddle, didn't you say that the disabled are down there?
He did.
What is going on in the world? People believe such nonsense.
I don't know. I don't think else is in there.
Who else is in there?
Are we going to list Freddy Krueger?
He's definitely. He likes
it. Let's just spend the next 2 hours listing people who might be in hell.
Text us in if you think who's in hell.
Yeah.
Who's in hell? It's called Go to Hell.
So you're talking about the show. Who's in hell?
Yeah. Who's in hell? Just text in any bastards, really.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
But dead bastards, not live ones.
Yeah. Please don't text in live bastards. Yeah. Or it could be like, please go to hell. That's a new section.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that. Should we do that? I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's not really up to us, is it?
No.
Should we do that? Well, we can't really text in. That'd
this
be weird.
This might take the internet by storm.
Right.
We'll have to see.
Oh, it's the ALS Slice Bucket Challenge all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Should we have a song? And then we'll come back.
Yeah, sure.
Right, what have we got first? Well, I'm excited about this.
We have In the Air Tonight with Phil Collins.
Oh, Hollows from
Breathing.
Within
Biome. That was Philip Collins.
Philip Collins, the bald pop hero.
Why are you attracting yourself to... Actually, yeah.
Well, hey, we're going to be bald soon.
I know, exactly, yeah.
We have to like follow after him. And you do the drums?
Yeah, I can play the drums.
Good little thing
I'm
going on.
I'm going to be bald soon. Like we could do, like, we do Phil Collins impersonation. We could come like a sort of... What's it called? What's it called? Like a flipping homage band.
Homage band.
What do you call
the
ourselves?
Phil Collins homage band.
Yeah,
yeah, they're called tribute act.
Yeah, tribute act, exactly.
Yeah.
What can we call ourselves? That's another call-in.
Yeah,
look, something decent.
What should we call ourselves? what about losing?
How about Phil Collins?
Losing the Will Collins. No.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's it. I was just thinking of like, you know, sometimes like say like Roxy Music, Proxy Music.
Yeah.
Like the Libertines, the Fibbertines.
Oh, I see.
Like that.
Oh, as in we could call ourselves Brill Collins. Like we're sort of like
Or like, let's think about it in a song.
We could slow everything right down. Call it Chill Collins.
Yeah, really slow, sort of like jazz numbers of his
and
hits.
Then obviously, because of the way we look, we could call ourselves Ill Collins.
Yeah, but that's pretty good.
That's quite
Let's
good.
Let's do that. Ill Collins.
Ill Collins. Welcome to the mic. Wheel them on. It's Ill Collins. Oh, how's it going? Really pathetically hitting the drums like a really sick ape.
Yeah, I can only drum one-handed because I've got blisters on my hand.
Oh, yeah, of course, because you didn't murder all those people. I had to hide your identity. I mean, you picked up a muscle ball.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'd be funny if you did that in Seven. Like, have you done it? He walks into that whole scene. He's just a completely different atmosphere. I have literally picked up the muscle ball from Andy's flat. Get down! No. Look, it looks like I'm some sort of serial killer here.
Yeah.
Literally, it's boiling hot. Please don't shoot.
I was trying to cook a pot noodle and it went wrong.
It backfired.
Brad's back away, Brad.
And I've got no identity. Please don't. Oh, you've shot me. So
what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, I'll tell you, I've had a bit of an annoying week. So actually, it's been good. Sorry, I don't want to keep lower the tone, but I had to do a job recently where I was doing a job for like normal people. Do you know what I mean? So like, you know, like I was a rung below someone. I wasn't it. Do you know what I mean? And basically, it was, I was sort of like, I was looking after, it was for like a company where I was looking after a bridge, so making sure people could get across it safely, and it's for this sort of like events company, yeah?
Right.
So they thought I...
To listen to more of this episode, and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.